Well, you hear about us touting it all the time. And yes, for more than 100 years, Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo has been a place where people connect with wildlife and the natural world. As a matter of fact, my guest this morning, Jim Knox, who's curator of education at Beardsley Zoo, and I were talking about our own individual childhood experiences of coming to the Beardsley Zoo for the first time. And we hope today, as we talk about an exciting summer packed with all kinds of activities, that this will be an opportunity for you to see the wonder and excitement of a very young child or a child of any age who's discovering the Beardsley Zoo for the first time. But we also want to take just a moment to help our communities here in Connecticut become a little bit more environmentally self-sufficient in terms of energy conservation. We want to tell you that Energize Connecticut sponsors have just launched the Community Energy Boost Grant. This is a new funding initiative designed to support Connecticut communities in their efforts to promote cost-saving energy efficiency programs and solutions. Awardees may receive up to $5,000 to support community-led outreach efforts that increase participation in Energize Connecticut energy efficiency programs. Applications are going to be accepted on a rolling basis from now through October 1st. And there's also an informational webinar available that's coming up on Thursday, July 2nd. If you want to register and get more information, visit energizedct.com/explore solutions. All right, Jim Knox, welcome to the program. Sorry I can't be there in person, but this is almost as good. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing great, John. Thanks for having us today, and we look forward to your visit. When it works for your schedule, we got to have you down here.
Yes,
soon.
Yes.
So much fun things happening.
It's always important to help people realize that the zoo doesn't kind of close for the winter. So I'm hoping, maybe sometime in October we can be talking about some exciting things that can bring people to the zoo and help them enjoy it even into the holiday season. So I promise to visit and see you then. But in the meantime, man, have you got a packed summer of activities? Let's start with a few that are the newest in terms of programming, because I know you also have some tried and true programs that have also been reactivated for the summer of 2026.
Yeah. So in addition to our Closer Look programming that'll be going on all over zoo grounds with our Stellar Zoo education team and Stellar Zoo volunteers, which will give folks an opportunity to meet animals and see artifacts and touch some of the rarest artifacts in the world and learn about the animals firsthand. In addition to all of that, we have guest presenters coming in all summer long. And so whenever families and friends and couples and kids and grandparents, whenever anybody comes to the zoo this summer, there's fun in all sorts of forms. I mean, a wide variety of programming and experiences for everybody. We've got guest presenters coming in throughout all of July and August, and we're going to be kicking it off on July 5th with rainforest reptile shows. And these guys have some of the rarest reptiles in the world, John. Mm. So even for zoo people like us, right? Even for the zookeepers, the curators, the educators, the veterinarians, we love it because it's an opportunity for us to see some of these rare creatures, get up close and personal, and learn all about them.
So, what's an
from our friends,
Jim? What's an example of something that's going to be ultra rare for folks to get their eyes and maybe their hands on in Bridgeport?
Yeah, well, they have some very rare Asian tortoises coming in. Mm. In addition to our African spur tortoises, we have a bachelor herd, John, of four big guys in front of the greenhouse that are doing their best to strut their stuff and mow the lawn as they go. But we also have these rare Asian tortoises coming in through rainforest reptile shows. We'll also have snakes from North America and from around the world. On occasion in the past, we've had creatures such as certainly American alligators and other crocodilians, including crocodiles. We've had alligator snapping turtles, which are always a big hit, Gila monsters, all sorts of variety.
Mm. Well, earlier in the program, even today, Jim, we celebrated the International Year of the Woman Farmer by talking with one of Connecticut's premier sheep farmers. And I hear you've got a new pack of pigs down there.
We do. We do. Oh, my gosh. We could spend all of our time talking about that. But I'll hit this topic pretty quickly because there's just so much. We want to entice people to come. We've got 8 adorable baby piglets, John, and they are guinea hogs. They're not only adorable, but they're a conservancy breed. So they're actually a rare endangered domestic breed of animal, and they're beyond cute, and they're less than 2 weeks old. So folks want to come and visit, you can visit again and again this summer and watch them grow as your family enjoys them each time.
That's great. What are some other new or early stage programs that you're presenting?
Yeah, well, we also have our favorites, fan favorites, Sky Hunters in Flight coming back this summer. Brian and Teddy Bradley, John, I don't know if you've had a chance to see their shows,
yes,
but they're extraordinary. We have free flight raptors, including the world's fastest known creature, the peregrine falcon, and they'll have their peregrine falcon and their gyr falcon zip overhead at unbelievable speeds. And just even for the hardened zoo crew, they are really fan favorites, and they're spectacular animals.
Yeah.
So the Bradleys will be bringing them back for limited shows. We'll have them in July, and
excellent,
all of these dates are on the calendar, and as well as August.
Yeah, well, I mentioned we talked about our own childhood experiences, and I have to go back probably about 32 years when I brought my son Hunter to the Beardsley Zoo for the very first time, and he actually got his photograph on the front page of what was then the Bridgeport News, because he was attending the Teddy Bear Festival and getting his teddy bear checkup, and that tradition has remained coming up in July.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, Teddy Bear Fest is a big one that, again, families really embrace and love coming back to again and again because it's so much fun. We have a day of fun and games, and children are invited to bring their favorite plush toy, and we have the Yale New Haven Children's Hospital Clinic for the health checkup of their favorite plush. Not only teddy bears can get their checkups, but plush anteaters, plush bison, rabbits, you name it. If you've got a plush and it's a favorite of yours, bring it in for a checkup with the New Haven Children's Hospital Clinic.
Yeah, and it's a sure bet that Indiana Jones won't be there, but World Snake Day will be celebrated at the zoo.
Yeah, sadly, Indy won't make an appearance. However, we will have snakes from around the world. And again, World Snake Day, for me, is a lot of fun because we have snakes are species, as you know, John. We have got over 3,100 known snake species around the world. New ones being discovered all the time, by the way. Mm. A new snake was discovered recently in Borneo, which is chameleonic. It can actually change colors like a chameleon.
Wow.
Amazing. And so we celebrate the diversity of snakes through our own snakes here, and then we'll be adding on to that snake theme with rainforest reptiles again as they close out their engagements on July 18th. World Snake Day is the 16th.
Yeah, I think it's important also to recognize it's not necessarily always about people, you know, buy their ticket, they come in, they maybe get involved with a program or a hands-on experience. They look at the animals look at people. But it's also the educational component that needs to be reinforced. And I imagine that your evening lecture series really kind of helps to check that box.
Thank you. It sure does. And our evening lecture series of this year, we have a zoo alum and the outreach coordinator for the Wolf Conservation Center, Andrew Conley. Andrew will be presenting a talk on wolves. He's from the nearby Wolf Conservation Center in New York. And our July evening lecture series kickoff on July 15th. And we have talks each month that highlight animals from around the world. And a big theme in these talks, John, as you mentioned, we always weave how folks can promote conservation and the protection of wolves and other creatures and our entire planet in their own backyard, because there are everyday things we can do. We reinforce that, and our zoo community is so committed to that, which is wonderful.
Mm. Well, on my last full program walkthrough at the zoo, which was just one of the last, which was just before the departure of Greg Dancho, I remember us standing in the almost finished Andean bear experience, and now that wonderful facility has been completed, I got to see it in a subsequent visit, and you are celebrating the Andean bears in late July.
We are. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I know that Greg and our general curator, Rob Thomas, that whole habitat there, our largest habitat, by the way, at Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo, was a dream come true in that they envisioned it and put it into play. And now we have this wonderful hillside habitat for these very rare creatures, the Andean bears. And on July 21st, we'll celebrate Andean Bear Day with special educational activities featuring Kayumbe, our female Andean bear, as well as Nuna and Nicole. They're gorgeous. They are incredibly rare. And we will share with folks what we can do in our own backyards to promote bear conservation and bear awareness as well.
You know, since our time is short, we just want to let people know that you're also celebrating another really interesting and beautiful resident of the zoo, the golden lion tamarin, with a celebration on August 2nd, as well as educating and celebrating our pollinators on World Honeybee Day on August 15th. But I also think it's really important for people who may be looking for a unique experience for their young ones to hear about the Zoo Tots program, which we talk about.
Oh, thank you, John. Yeah, thank you for all of those mentions, because, again, we've got fun all summer long, so many things to see. The pollinators, we can all practice pollinator conservation in our own backyards, and that is gaining great traction in our community. But the Zoo Tots program is one of our favorite, our community favorite programs. And if folks are interested in Zoo Tots, they do book up fast those slots. So please jump on our website, beardsleyzoo.org, our brand new website, by the way, newly revised website.
Yes.
And for details and registration, because we would love to see you. My kids enjoyed Zoo Tots when they were little, and now a next new generation is enjoying the program.
Jim Knox is the curator of education for Connecticut's only zoo, the Beardsley Zoo in Bridgeport. You can make a day out of it or multiple day trips over the course of the summer. We hope you will, and bring your grandparents, your grandkids, and everybody in between, and get your journey started and planned by going to beardsleyzoo.org. Perhaps you'll have the opportunity to meet and talk with Jim Knox and learn something from him, as I did today. Jim, thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you at the zoo.